ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The Mornings in the Kitchen with the Dough and 5-0 proudly brings to you... Well, we don't really proudly bring you much of anything.
We're not that proud.
Actually, it's iRoll Productions would proudly bring you episode 2, but the iRoll Productions are sponsored by Joe's wife and my wife, and I don't think they're that proud of us on a regular basis. So we'll kind of skip on past that today. Joe,
the implication would be that they're proud of us ever.
Well, I mean...
What? They're not. Shut up.
They can be proud of us every once in a while, right?
Why would they be? What have we done to make them proud?
I mean, we're making a pretty kick-ass show here, right?
For us. Yeah. We think it's funny.
Okay, well. In any event, this is episode 2 of the Dough and 5-0 show.
Is it just 2, Lee?
It's just 2.
Is it 2? Because it seems like we've done this more often than that.
Well, we did have some technical difficulties. We were going to try and get a show pushed out to you on...
Today,
Wednesday.
This morning, yep.
And we had some technical difficulties, unfortunately, with the last recording. We didn't want to get out something that sounded bad audio-wise, so we're still a work in progress, unfortunately. But we do have...
We're not that smart. It really comes down to that.
Yeah, that is true.
We're very sorry. We're kind of sorry.
So, in any event, we are working on it. Hopefully this will sound okay to you guys, and... We're going to get the ball rolling here today. So, how you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing well. Lee, you?
Oh, not too bad.
Did you have a good day at work?
It was fantastic. I worked at my second job today. I don't get to do that very often, but it's kind of a nice break to do that one every once in a while. So, you had a little bit of drama at work this week, didn't you?
I did. Our fryer went down. That's very chaotic. It's a conveyor fryer. It's not cheap to fix. It's not easy to fix. Jacob Bowman from Bowman's Plumbing and Heating spent a lot of time over there taking care of things. He knows it probably better than I do now. And he luckily got us up and running. I really didn't know what I was going to do if we couldn't get that running.
Yeah, so that is, it's up and going and things are back to normal for now, right?
As normal as we can be.
So, all right, good deal. Well, we're going to try and get pushed through here today. Again, we apologize for the delay. We're going to go ahead and touch on a couple things, I guess, that we're thinking about this week. So I was kind of scrolling through some nose headlines.
Well, stop scrolling through your nose and let's get on this.
I probably want to go up there. Some news headlines today, just to kind of touch on some things that are currently happening. Did you see this one today, Joe, where a pair of cousins out of Eagle Mountain, Utah, are trying to petition to get married?
That's so sweet. True love is just the best. There's only like 5 people in Utah, right? So if you don't marry a cousin, get married, right?
I don't know. I mean, Utah's the state of it's polygamist, right? So they can pretty much marry whoever they want whenever.
Apparently
they want,
everybody, so, but yeah. There's only 5.
So apparently, according to state law right now, it's illegal for first cousins to marry unless they're of 65 years of age.
Wait a minute. So as long as you're retirement age, it's okay to marry your... mom
so anyway, this couple, they're trying to get this antiquated law, they feel, passed through their local Congress there, and the petition requires at least 1,000 signatures to be seen in front of the government, and as of Wednesday afternoon, they had a resounding 76 supporters so far.
I'll be darned. And they're all family.
Well, that's a good possibility. What about the cheese challenge? Have you seen the cheese challenge?
That sounds wonderful.
Well, I'm not so sure. Do you,
oh, well,
you, when I so say cheese challenge, you probably
I thought
think
I was going to eat it.
Cheese,
yes.
Right? So apparently, there's this. You always hear jokes about moms leaving kids home alone with their dads and the goofy stuff that dads do to keep their kids and themselves entertained.
We're not very good at that.
Be that as it may. Apparently, there is a father. Who decided to come up with the cheese challenge. And if you guys, you know, load it up on Google, you'll be able to find a video. I'm going to go ahead and show it to Joe here. I found it on RTV6's webpage. Look at that cute little fellow there.
Oh, he's cute.
And this is what Dad does to him. Just hit the play button here.
Say cheese. Say cheese. Say cheese.
Okay. So, see, he takes a piece of Velveeta cheese that looks like a slice, pre-sliced, and throws it at this toddler's face, and it sticks right to his face. it still sounds fun. If you can throw cheese at me all day long.
So, obviously there's people that think it's hilarious, kind of like Joe did there.
I thought it was good.
I mean,
I certainly did stuff like that. Too. April, Nicole, Jeremiah, you know I've done stuff like that with you guys.
Obviously there's some people that are offended by the dad doing this to
what?
The,
really?
To the unsuspecting baby and his little bouncy seat he's got going on there.
Well, I mean, is dad offended when he poops in his pants?
Yeah, I mean,
that's just stupid. That it didn't hurt him. That was hilarious. The kid probably laughed. We just didn't see enough of it.
Right. So, anyway, if you're not easily offended by things, that might be worth a look if you've not seen it.
When did you become concerned about that?
I don't care.
Okay, let's just make that clear.
That we have some people listening here that are easily offended by things, and
they won't be listening to us that much longer anyway.
That's true. That's true. So. In any event.
So go ahead and look at it.
RTV6. Cheese challenge is all you need to put in your little Google
history. You think the guy got in trouble for that?
I'd have to pull the article back up. I believe he had some crazy, like, millions of views on it. He just put it on his Facebook page, and it took off from there. And I guess the video is it's either not on his page anymore, or he's made it private because it went viral in no time, so. Because there's enough people that probably found it funny that kept sharing.
Okay, I'm one of them.
You're one of them.
I will look that up later.
Big news headline from this week. Joe's favorite show of all time, Beverly Hills 90210, which is currently getting a reboot, I believe this summer. One of its main stars, Luke Perry, dead at the age of 52 from a massive stroke. Are you a big Luke Perry fan, Joe?
I knew who he was.
You knew who he was?
But I didn't. I mean, I probably read more about him after he died, just because the age kind of hits close to home and the stroke and everything. So I thought, that's kind of scary.
So when I saw this, it kind of floored me from the standpoint of Luke Perry was 52 years old, because I vaguely remember watching that show when I was younger.
So you watched that show?
I think I did. I don't know that I was a faithful watcher, but I did watch the show. I do remember watching it, probably more for the women in it than Luke Perry.
Right. Shannon Doherty?
No, I didn't like her.
You know, tell me, was that her name?
Shannon Doherty or something.
Doherty,
like that.
All right.
So I liked the blonde girls, Tori Spelling, and what was the other one? Jeannie Garth, something like that.
Jenny Garth. Yeah.
Anyway, getting off topic there on Luke, he did have a massive stroke. I think it was last week, and he died from the complications from that at the age of 52. For those of you that watched Beverly Hills 90210, it's hard to believe that show was almost 30 years old. It debuted in 1990, Joe. 1990.
Wow.
And when I hear 1990, I think maybe 10, 15 years, and that's not the case. It's almost 30 years ago now. It's hard to believe things that were popular in 1990. World Series champions, believe this, the Cincinnati Reds. San Francisco 49ers. NFL champions.
Joe Montana.
Your all-time favorite basketball team, the Bad Boys of Detroit, were the NBA champs that year. Edmonton Oilers, NHL champs.
Gretzky on that team?
I don't know.
The
only hockey I've ever watched is the Mighty Ducks movies.
okay, well.
And Mystery Alaska. If you've not watched that, that is an excellent movie. That's a Disney. I think it's a Disney movie, but it's hockey related too.
Okay.
Edmonton Oilers were your NHL champions that year. Hal Irwin was the U.S. Golf Open champion. No idea who that guy is.
I've heard of him.
Pete Sampras, your Wimbledon.
Pete Sampras.
Wimbledon champ.
Loved him.
He
reminded me of Bjorn Borg. That was probably before your time, right?
I know who that is.
Okay, very calm. It didn't matter what happened. Just very calm. Just put his head down, went back to work. Then you had guys like McEnroe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Connors.
I mean, we're talking about sideshows here. You could actually watch tennis when those guys played just because of the show.
It was awesome.
It was so entertaining.
Are you serious? Are you?
Can you imagine if those guys were playing today?
Oh, no.
In today's climate?
Too many hurt butts.
Oh.
It just wouldn't happen.
I would love to see those guys coaching kids today. Watch the heads explode.
There's no crying in tennis.
UNLV, NCAA champs. I'm guessing I'd have to look it up, but UNLV got in a lot of trouble, so that may not even stand as an actual NCAA title for those guys. Grandma Ma would have been on that team, right? Larry Johnson, I think. You remember that guy?
I do remember that guy. I
wonder what happened to him.
He went to the Celtics, didn't he?
Larry Johnson played... what I remember him playing for was the Charlotte Hornets with Alonzo Mourning. They never won any titles, but they were an entertaining team to watch. It was, it was an expansion team, and young players are fun to watch. Most importantly, in 1990, on January 1st, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish defeated Colorado in the Orange Bowl.
Oh my gosh, they won something?
Moving on from that.
I like Notre Dame. Paul Hornung went to Notre Dame. I'm a big Packer fan, so
we can touch on this another time, but you know, I give you a hard time about the Packers, and I know I've taken some flack about my Irish over the last couple years, but there's a pretty strong relationship between, if you look it up, the history between Notre Dame and the Green Bay Packers. It was pretty fascinating when I read about it, how much those two teams are kind of intertwined with each other. It was kind of fascinating.
We got Dan Devine was Notre Dame's coach, and the Packers hired him, and he
I don't know. We can touch on it another time because there's so much between players and coaches and even administrators and how they were wrapped up with the church and everything. It's crazy how much they are intertwined. I guess I should be a Packers fan. But I just
you should be.
I can't bring myself to do it.
Well,
Time Magazine Man of the Year. Got any guess on that? 1990.
No.
George H.W. Bush.
Well, that makes sense.
Fashion icons, movie stars, Christina Applegate from Joe's favorite show of all time, Married with Children.
Now, I know that show. That was funny.
Great, great show. I wouldn't mind seeing a reunion, although the kids will probably be in their 40s now. It'd still be fun just to see a reunion show of that. I love that show. You can still catch it in syndication from time to time.
Both parents are still acting.
Yeah, they are. Ed O'Neill's on Modern Family,
right,
which I think it either wraps up this year or next year. They're finally going to call it. But that's been on for several years. That's another good show.
And Peg was on, Sons of Anarchy?
Sons of Anarchy.
Like, yeah.
I want to say she's doing something else now, and I can't place it off the top of my head. But she stayed active.
Yeah, she was in Eight Simple Rules before that. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that with John Ritter.
Yeah, that was a funny show. John Ritter was another guy. He was so funny. He was such a great character actor. And he died at a very young age, unfortunately.
Right.
But that was a good show. If none of you have seen it, I don't know if you can find it on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu or something, Eight Simple Rules. I think John was only on it for a year or two before he passed away suddenly. But
James Gardner was on that?
He was on it. The girl is Kaylee. I'll probably say her last name wrong. Cuoco or Cuoco.
Yeah.
She actually played his oldest daughter, and that's where she got her start. And now she made it massive with the Big Bang Theory, which is in its last season this year on CBS.
That's kind of sad.
That's another pretty funny show. I can relate to it because those guys are a bunch of nerds. The only difference is they're smart and have a lot of money. And
they could have probably figured out this system lot faster than what we did.
Absolutely. Candace Bergen, big movie or TV star. Murphy Brown.
That was a good show.
Who else we have? Cindy Crawford. Supermodel. Julia Louise Dreyfus from one of Joe and I's
Seinfeld.
Favorite shows, Seinfeld.
Yes.
Still catch classics, reruns on that on TV. Melanie Griffith. Man, you don't hear anything about her anymore, do you?
No.
She used to be married to John Johnson.
John Johnson from Miami Vice.
Miami Vice. What was the other cop show he did after Nash Bridges?
Nash Bridges. I never saw that.
That was a pretty entertaining show. I used to watch that. Kathy Ireland, another supermodel. Kelly LeBrock. Elle McPherson, Joe's all-time favorite pop star, Madonna. Princess Di was in the headlines frequently in 1990. Another subject that died, a person, I should say, that died way too young. Julia Roberts, she was huge in 1990, and she's kind of, you really don't hear much about her anymore either. I don't know if she's kind of semi-retired or
yeah, I'm not
or
sure.
She's a great actor, or actress.
I don't know if you can say that.
I don't know what you can say.
I don't know either.
Brooke Shields, she was pretty big in the 90s. Don't hear really much about her. Sharon Stone.
Never hear about her.
Christy Turlington.
Well, I mean, it's been 30 years. I mean, they're not going to be, if they're a supermodel 30 years ago, they're probably not anymore.
It's kind of funny how, I don't know, it seems like, and I'm sure people will be offended by me saying this, but it seems like the male actors seem to have more staying power than the female actors do. And I don't know if they think cosmetically because they think they're looking too old or what. But you know,
that
you look at guys like Clint Eastwood, who
He's hundreds of years old.
He's like 110 years old.
Yes.
But
he's still doing stuff.
He still glares at you with those eyes, and you still want to kind of pee down your pants, your leg a little bit.
He still has four words an entire movie, and all the rest is squinting and.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I enjoyed a lot of movies.
Well, Glenn Close, she stuck around for a long, long time. She went from the girlfriend, the seductress, to the mom, to the grandma, and she just falls into her roles, her age bracket, I guess. She's done really well.
And, a lot of these people, they've made such astronomical amounts of money during the course of their career. Obviously, they probably don't need to work.
No, but I don't think they do that because of the money. The money's a benefit. It seems like they're doing it. Well, why are we doing this?
To push their political agenda upon the public.
Well, that's what we're going to do. but we're not doing this for money because we're never going to make any money on it. It just cost us money. But it's fun. And,
if anybody would like to sponsor the show, you can reach us at Mornings in the Kitchen with the Dough and 50 Show at gmail.com. You can also order merchandise through there.
that was a shameless plug.
Shameless plug. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Website is still in progress. We'll touch on that a little bit later.
That's our subject.
One of the greatest commercials of all time that still stands true today. You still hear people say this all the time.
Oh, I know where this is.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Mrs. Fletcher from the Life Call commercial falls down on her with her walker with looking distressed, and people still to this day. I've heard my kids say it, and they've never seen this commercial.
I swear to God, I had that stroke a couple years ago. The paramedics came into the bakery, and that's what I told them.
You couldn't get up, or you just didn't want to?
I could not.
How about this one, Joe? The first rap single ever to reach number one in the United States of America, 1990. Any guesses? I know rap was your jam back in the day.
I'm sold. 1990. I have no idea. The only guys from back in the day I can remember Run DMC, Will Smith, Fresh Prince, I guess. I really couldn't tell you anybody else that raps.
Vanilla Ice. Ice Ice Baby. Oh. Number one in the country.
Okay, he's not really a rapper.
Well, that's another thing that has stuck around for 30 years when that lick, that guitar lick, if you want to call it that, kicks up. Which was shamelessly stolen from Queen, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. Under Pressure.
Queen, one of the greatest rock bands ever. And, you know, this Rob Van Winkle, I believe is his real name, he shamelessly took that and made some scratch.
A lot of raps are like that. A lot of new songs actually steal music from the good songs.
Music is recycled. You hear a lot of remakes of even current songs. I've noticed now, even today, songs that I've heard within the last 6 months to a year, other artists are taking and putting their own spin on it. And, you know, sometimes actually the remakes are better than the original. And
I haven't heard that yet. I've only heard them that
you
have
only
not
just
been happy.
Listen to your 90s, 80s, and 90s playlist from your 70s and 80s.
80s, 60s,
70s. From your phone and your little boombox. Yes, he still has a boombox, ladies and gentlemen, in the back of the bakery.
It's Bluetooth. It's awesome. Pandora's
it's
on there.
It's not awesome. the audio quality was about as good as our first show when it's coming out of there. But no, he does. Joe's, and I don't blame him because I don't care for a lot of the music today either, but I do try and stay up a little currently on it.
I tried when my kids were younger, and finally I decided, you know what? I'm just gonna make them listen to my stuff instead. And that's what I did. And they're all actually pretty grateful. They like all that music.
You know, obviously when I was growing up, and I'm sure you were the same way, you listened to whatever your mom and dad listened to in the car. And sometimes I would dig it, and sometimes I couldn't stand it and wanted to put my head through the window. I used to give my dad a hard time, but, you know, as I got older, I really seemed to appreciate the artistry. You know, people could actually sing back then. They could actually play their own instruments. Mm-hmm. Most of them wrote their own music. And
so what did your dad listen to?
He listened to... I remember a lot of the stuff, like, from the Beach Boys. He loved the Beach Boys. He loves, you know, 60s and 70s, kind of like you, 60s and 70s music. Mm-hmm. Mom was the same way, you know. She loves the Beatles. So I kind of grew up liking the Beatles.
So now with my parents, my dad loved big band.
And I got that from my grandfather.
Yes, mom. Yeah, and I, well, that makes sense, but from the ages, I guess.
Yeah.
Uh, So I got to know a lot of big band. Mom was a big Elvis fan. I probably know every Elvis song.
Yeah, my dad
song.
Loves Elvis. So, you know, I grew up appreciating all that. And those guys all kind of paved the way for, unfortunately, some of the stuff
the crap
we see today.
That's out there now.
But, you know, that's the thing. These people, they were actual artists. You know, they could sing, they could play, they could write. You know?
I don't think Elvis had auto-tune.
Yeah. Speaking of auto-tune, I don't know if this thing's tuning right or not. But anyway, yeah, the music was, to me, and I'm going to sound like an old fart, it was just so much better. And my kids, of course, they have all the music at their fingertips now. We had to, you know, we had to spend money on what, however, you know, records and cassettes and CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And now with our Apple Music subscription, all they have to do is type in whatever they want into their phone or their iPad, and kaboom, there it is. There's
my gosh. I remember putting those cassettes in the car, and you go to pull it out, and that effing tape is all wound up in there, and you're trying everything, because you spent your last couple dollars on this stupid tape, so you pull it, and you're pulling it, and you're trying to wind it up with your little finger. You stick it in the little thing, you're turning it, and trying to wind it all back in, and you'd see a bend in it, and you'd just hope to heck you could get it through there again, but it was just gone.
This is a fascinating headline I don't remember hearing about. Maybe you would. 1990. Mr. Rogers sued the KKK for impersonating his voice in pre-recorded messages. These messages said AIDS was divine retribution and included radio skits simulating lynchings of black children on a playground.
Oh, that's very nice.
The tapes were circulated amongst elementary and middle school children. Do you remember hearing about that?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Famous celebrity death, 1990, probably the biggest one if I had to guess, Jim Henson. Jim Henson's the man that created the Muppets. As most older people would know, are the Muppets even around anymore?
I see jokes about them all the time. Miss Piggy, Kermit the Frog. Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
That was pretty good.
Why, thank you.
You've done that before.
Ernie and Bert. And Bert were awesome.
Stand corrected. Another famous person that died in 1990, Sammy Davis Jr., speaking of
that was
artist.
1990.
Yeah,
I'll be
1990.
Darned.
He was 64 years old.
Candyman.
Yeah. Cool people, trendy stuff that they did. Watching Twin Peaks, I never did watch that I recall.
Hmm.
Biggest movie of 1990, and it still gets a lot of love today, 30 years later, Home Alone. I know you're a big Home Alone fan, right?
I watched it once. I wasn't.
I know you're related to Joe Pesci. I know he's related to you somehow. I know, yes.
We look a lot alike. We're about the same height.
Number one show on television, 1990, Cheers.
Now, I did like that show a lot.
Show. Coming in at number two, 60 Minutes. Number three, Roseanne. Let's talk about Roseanne for a minute.
So Roseanne.
They had a reboot of Roseanne, I think it was just this last year. Brought her back to the same network, ABC. She came back to record-breaking ratings, getting all kinds of love from the media and fans, and she made a ill-fated tweet. And they let her go, repackaged the show with everybody but her.
I bet that worked out great.
And I actually watched the reboot, laughed my butt off, loved it. I watched the original Roseanne with my mom.
Right.
Kind of something we did in the evenings. Loved it. And then when they fired her because of backlash from the...
What was her tweet? What did she say?
You know, I can't even remember. To me, I remember... I can't remember what it was. But in any event, she said something about derogatory about someone, I believe. And, you know, and the whole time I'm hearing about it and reading about it, I'm thinking, this is who Roseanne is.
Right.
That's what she based her whole career off of. And,
I think you mentioned the other day, National Anthem, when she did that.
Yeah, I mean, that...
And it was just terrible.
That was back in the 90s. She grabbed her crotch.
Yeah, and she didn't get...
I'm sure she took some flack for that.
She did, but it's not like they were going to cancel
her
show
career,
for it.
Yeah,
right.
So... number five, another controversial subject now, Cosby Show.
That took a whole different spin.
So, Bill Cosby's going to apparently spend the rest of his life in, I guess, prison, even though he's blind and can barely walk. You can't roofie women, and you can't roofie women when you're... How old is Bill Cosby?
He's right up there with Clint Eastwood. He's got to be 110.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine. Why would he even care about... sex and being that old.
There are people coming out from the 60s and 70s that were pretty big.
Oh,
I mean, it sounds like it happened.
I thought that they were saying he'd done it within like the last 10 10 years or so.
Well, he might have done it in the last 10, but definitely, I mean, there are people coming from the 60s and 70s with, I can't remember the old shows he was on, but yeah, that was, I didn't want to believe it. I mean, I have that image of America's dad, right?
He raised his kids, and that's kind of how I envision my life going, to be honest with you. You know, I've got a house full of kids myself. I've got this countdown app on my day when my youngest child turns 18. I'm like, boom, there's the door. See you later, right?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I mean, because by the
time she's
going
to go to college,
by the time she's out, there's going to be the older kids going to have grandkids, and my wife's going to be bringing the grandkids into the house, and then they're going to end up moving in because they can't take care of themselves. And it's just going to be a revolving door, just like
forever
the Hux Tables.
Forever and
like
ever. Yep.
Except I'm not going to roofie chicks.
That's really good.
Number 8, America's Funniest Home Videos. Now, that show is still on today. It's kind of hard to believe. I actually came across it, I think, just yesterday. Who was hosting it? The Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Really?
He was hosting it. And
did he do that dance?
Well, I love that Carlton dance. I just got like the last 10 minutes. He did not do the dance.
That's too bad.
It's kind of hard to believe that show's still on, you know, with how, you know, back then it was such a unique idea because there's no other way to access that type of content.
But now you can just get on YouTube, can't you?
Get on YouTube, get on Facebook, get on Instagram, get on Twitter. It doesn't matter.
But you can do all that stuff, but you can't win $100,000 or whatever it is.
I don't even think it was that much. I think they won like 10 grand for the show anyway. I don't know if they still have the build-up.
I'd do it for 50 cents or whatever.
So, and rounding out the top 10, number 9 was Golden Girls.
Love that show.
I think Betty White was the last one standing from that group.
She was actually the oldest one. Did you know that? Estelle Getty, who was the mom, was younger than Betty White.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I didn't know that.
No, they made her up pretty good.
Really?
Yep.
Betty White, God love her. She is one hilarious lady.
She is. Loved her on a Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yeah, I mean, she's anything I've ever seen her in. She's hilarious. She is the last one standing from that show, from that group of girls. And then number 10 was Designing Women. I think my mom watched that show.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Biggest artist of the 90s showing up. Rock on, Aerosmith, right? I'll Be Sure. I kind of remember that name. I don't really remember it. Babyface, Belle Biv DeVoe. I know you're a big BBD fan. Bobby Brown, Depeche Mode, En Vogue, Heart, Janet Jackson, Johnny Gill, Keith Sweat, Lenny Kravitz, he's still around, Lisa Stanfield, Luther Vandross.
Lisa Stanfield, isn't she run Lillian's?
Stansfield, maybe I said it wrong. Stansfield. Mariah Carey debuted in 1990. MC Hammer. You know, I used to have a pair of...
Did you have the parachute pants?
I did. I made my mom and dad for Christmas or my birthday or something. I made them buy me a big pair of those pants. And I used to do the crazy dance where he crossed his legs and did the chicken thing with his arms, you know. It was probably pretty pathetic. I'm glad the video cameras weren't coming back then. Now, we talked about, you know, appreciating the music our parents did listen to. This one I did not appreciate listening to, and my mom used to blare it nonstop all the time on her cassette player. Michael Bolton.
Oh, no.
But you know what? That guy always had chicks. He always had chicks.
I don't know.
Guy that didn't always have chicks, coming in next on the list, Michael Jackson.
Just stop. I know where you're going with that. Just move on to the next
one. Motley Crue.
Okay, there we go.
Still touring 30 years later and selling out pretty...
I do believe this is their last tour, though.
Motley?
Yep.
Speaking out somebody else, I'm not sure if it's going to be their last tour or not, but they are selling out arenas worldwide. New Kids on the Block, still touring.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Pebbles, I don't remember Pebbles.
No.
Phil Collins, Prince.
Phil Collins.
Prince is no longer with us.
Nope.
Quincy Jones, Regina Bell, Roxette, Seduction, Stevie B, Tony, Sweet Sensation, Taylor Dane, Tony Tone, Troop, Whitney Houston, fantastic singer. She's no longer with us. And Wilson Phillips. So that's kind of a touch on the 90s for you. Some of the bigger... we'll go ahead and wrap it up with some of the most popular movies. Joe and I have actually talked about doing some parodies of movies. Maybe doing some watch-alongs with you guys. And kind of narrating it ourselves. Coming in at number 1 at the box office for the top 10 was Home Alone. Number 2 was Ghost. Now we could have some fun with the Ghost.
Oh, that would be really good.
Dances with Wolves. Pretty Woman. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Now, not that one.
Cinematic classic that was. The Hunt for Red October. Sean
that
Connery.
Was good.
Total Recall. Arnold. Die Hard 2. Dick Tracy and Kindergarten Cop. Ooh, Arnold gets a couple punches in there. Other big ones running out the top 20 was Another 48 Hours, Arachnophobia, Back to the Future Part 3.
I never saw that one. Never saw 2.
Oh my goodness, great movies. They'd actually talked about they've been talking about off and on for years, trying to reboot that in some way, and they just, I don't think they can do it because of Michael J. Fox and his Parkinson's. He seems like a pretty good guy. And what was that TV show he was on for years? It's pretty much the last thing he did.
I know
he
what you're talking about.
Played the mayor's assistant in New York.
Heather Locklear was in it.
Yeah, she was in it. Spin City. Spin City is what it's called.
Yep.
Flatliners, The Godfather Part 3, Goodfellas, Hard to Kill, Look Who's Talking To. I forgot about those movies.
Oh, that's right.
Misery. Now, that was a good movie. Kathy Bates.
Hmm.
Pretty Woman, Problem Child. I could probably remake that with my kids. Problem Child. Three Men and a Little Lady. So that was kind of a look at the 90s. Hard to believe the 90s. It's 30 years ago. Hard to believe. My wife and I have a little bit of a battle. I came across this today, and I'm going to show it to her. So when you hang your roll of toilet paper, when you replace it, do you do it with it going down or from the front or the behind?
Comes up over the top.
Okay. According to a patent by the S. Wheeler Company in 1891, it is supposed to come down through the front.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed to be used. Now, my wife, when she does decide to change the roll, not leave an empty piece of cardboard on there, she puts from behind. And I feel like I'm struggling to get it out from behind, is where it just rolls nice and smooth from when it's...
If that's all you guys fight about, you're doing okay.
Well, hey, listen, there's things that are important, you know. I go in there for sanity breaks. I do my best thinking in the bathroom sometimes. I mean, that's where this show idea came up with.
That's where we are right now.
Another thing that irritates me as I get older, and I have seen this recently at ball games, I seem to be noticing it more and more, the national anthem plays. So I see men that refuse to take their hats off. They don't put their hands over their heart. They don't recite anything. And sometimes they don't even stand up. And then obviously the problem with that is when they've got their kids sitting next to them, their kids are learning that learned behavior.
Right.
Now, I understand that it's free country and blah, blah, blah. That's what everybody argues with the kneeling nonsense that the NFL endured for the last year or two. But I take issue with the fact that people don't stand up and acknowledge the national anthem. I mean, you live here, right?
Right.
Where do you stand on that?
I stand on that.
You stand on that, so...
But you know what? If I'm in a living room, and let's say a football game comes on, mm-hmm. and they play the national anthem, I don't stand up. I don't do anything.
Right.
But it's not that. I served in the Army for 4 years. It's not that I don't believe in this country, and I do believe everything it stands for. But you know what? I go to a game or something, I do stand up.
Right. I think it's just kind of maybe an expected or learned behavior. I mean, obviously, at least when we were growing up, that's how you started the day. You know, you stand up, you do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, you know, as I was growing up, they just finished the Revolutionary War.
They just pinned the national anthem.
Yes.
Joe's senior year, so.
You were talking about drive-thrus, though. You know what irritates the hell out of me? It's not the restaurant's fault at all, but I get behind somebody, and they're apparently they haven't thought about what they wanted until that very second.
Yeah.
So...
And they order 3/4 of the menu.
Oh my God! they will sit there. I want a number 3 with just 2 pickles on the bottom bun, and I'd like 4 things of fries, 14 Cokes, all of them with lots of ice. Because you know what? If you don't have enough ice in your, it's just not any good. You got to send it back. And that was for you, Sarah. And
wait a minute here. So, just to interrupt here before he gets me in trouble when my wife, if she decides to listen to this.
She's not going to listen.
She probably won't. But, so I told Joe this story, and this has been several years ago now, probably. My wife and I went out to eat at one of our favorite steakhouses. And it's always an adventure when I go out to eat with my wife, because she usually finds something wrong with...
Everything.
With pretty much everything. You know, she's not rude or hateful about anything ever. She knows what she wants and how she wants it done. And, you know, she'll order a salad, and she says, iceberg only, no romaine. Now, to me, lettuce is lettuce. I don't even know what the difference is by looking
at it.
It's
green water.
It's flavorless, right. And I could care less when I order a salad if there's actually any green lettuce in there or not. Give me the meat, cheese, eggs, bacon, dressing. I'm happy.
Right.
But anyway, he's talking about sending the water back. We had sat down at this restaurant, and they brought her an ice water, and she sent the water back because it did not have enough ice in it. And I knew right then it was probably the end of my experience at this place. It was already shot, and we hadn't even gotten our bread yet. You know, it was just the water.
It wasn't going to go well.
Yeah. So, that's what Joe was touching on there, kind of making a dig at my. You know, he talked about going out to eat with my wife and I, and I tried to give him a heads up that I don't know if maybe they want to order before we get there.
We would get there a good half hour early, get our stuff, and then they could join us.
I don't know who these people are.
They needed a table. There was a long wait. We just thought it'd help them out.
Daylight savings time. You're either on one side of the fence or the other of this. That comes up this Sunday, March 10th.
Is that already?
March 10th, Sunday.
I'll be darned.
So don't sleep too late Sunday, Joe, because it's going to mess you up. You're going to spring forward.
It's a Saturday night, Sunday morning, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I grew up on that. It was northern Wisconsin. It's always been like that. It actually messed me up when I got here.
Oh, really?
And then they started doing it, and everyone was so upset. It's like, well, we just always have done it like that. But I really don't care one way or the other. I mean, the spring forward, I don't get very much sleep. So,
yeah.
And I'll never get to bed early that night. So it just sucks.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not a big deal. I don't really care. It doesn't matter when it gets dark because I go to work, it's dark.
Right.
I leave and it's kind of light. I don't want people, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people out there that get pretty bent out of shape about
it. And there's no point. There are so many things to be angry about.
Right.
This is not one of them.
Well, you can pretty much be mad at anything that you want nowadays. Just pick your cause and be mad about it. You know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up here. And
I'm pretty upset about
I'm
that.
Sure there's people that don't like the Irish, and they're going to be mad that they have their own holiday here in the United States. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, give a little plug to the YMCA here, our local YMCA, on March 15th from 6 to 8. They're going to have the Shamrock Hop that day. You can best dress up in your base St. Patty's Day outfit and dance to Corkish Irish Jigs. Best dressed person will get a small prize, and their fitness instructors will be leading the dances with dance, fitness, and pound styles, whatever that is.
We will be there.
Best part of it is to join the fund. They're just asking for a donation, whatever you can put into their gold bucket. All the money from the event will be donated directly to their capital campaign. You can join them during the day for some of Patty's favorite snacks. So that's something you can look forward to on March 15th for the local YMCA. Joe, we've been talking for about 40 minutes now. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on before we wrap things up for episode 2 here today?
I did want to point out, I got on my Twitter account, and I only joined Twitter for the Doan 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I didn't really know. I still don't understand it, and you know that because every time we talk, I ask you more about I don't understand the website and how that all works. So I went on there. I didn't know if our podcast was on there. And the only other person I decided to follow, which I told you last time, was Donald Trump, just because he's hilarious. So I open it up, and I'm looking for Doan 5-0, and there are 10 million tweets from Donald Trump.
They're not. Shut up.
Don't know what that was.
I don't know either. But But none of them were stupid. I was just kind of telling about his day, so I was a little disappointed in that. But he did have a tweet this morning, didn't he? Didn't you send that to me?
I did send a tweet. I can't remember what it was.
Something about, what does he call Hillary Clinton? Crooked Hillary or something
Crooked
like that?
Hillary.
Yeah. He said that she just announced that she was not going to run for 2020. And He said he was very sad about that because he looked forward to going against her, I guess.
She'll be sorely missed. So the tweet is,
yes.
In parentheses, Crooked Hillary Clinton confirms that she will not run in 2020, rules out a third bid for the White House. Aw, shucks. Does that mean I won't get to run against her again? She will be sorely missed. as of 5:18 p.m. on the 5th, so this was yesterday, actually. I guess I didn't see it till today. He had over 30,000 retweets and 150,000 likes. So. As many people of the media says Donald Trump is the devil and you should all hate him because they're trying to brainwash you, there's still plenty of people out there that find him highly entertaining. Whether he's presidential in his behavior or not, You know, that's for you to decide.
He is not, okay? And I'm not a Trump hater, but there are a lot of times you're going, just stop. His new tax laws actually helped me this year, though.
Has it?
Yes, it was a good deal for me this year, so I was pretty happy.
Right. So, you know, it's without diving too deep into politics as we get ready to wrap things up here. You know, we talked a lot about entertainment aspects today, and it just watching. And I don't really watch late night stuff anymore. For starters, I get up way too early in the morning to stay up that late now. But you know, going back to the days of Carson and Letterman and Leno and guys like that, and when they took jabs at the presidents, it was always funny. It was never really malicious to me in its intent and nature. And then you look at these guys that are doing the shows now, and everything that they say about President Trump is downright
it's
hateful.
Pretty full. It really is.
It really has malicious intent to it.
Isn't that what everyone accuses him of?
Exactly.
That's ironic,
that's
isn't it?
Yes, so, it is. You know, unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at from a political and social climate now.
He's got, what, a year left?
Yeah, the elections are coming up.
Right. So. And I can't wait to debate those guys. We are going to have debates on this show. Bernie Sanders already said he'd be here.
Excellent.
Hillary is going to make an appearance, though she's not officially running. Donald will be here. I think Nancy Pelosi, even though she's not running, she said that she would make an appearance. And there are, what, about 11,000 Democrats that are running for president? We can't get them all in here, but we could do a few.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think we need to get the census from the local cemeteries to see how many they can dig up. And
well, it's just for the votes.
Right. Anyway, we're gonna head down a bad path that would lead us on here to talk a lot more learning today. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap things up. But we appreciate everybody that listened. We had around 1,800 listens last week on our Facebook page.
It went way up.
Did it go up?
You have to go look at that again, because I was real surprised how many we saw on there.
Okay, so we were gonna talk. I'm sorry. We are gonna say one more thing here. We're still having issues with our website as far as getting that up and running to where, yeah, you're right, we're over 2,200. So,
yeah.
Awesome. We appreciate everybody that's given us a listen and checked us out. The website, I'm still being told that should be done just about any time. We're still kind of trying to patiently wait on that. Once that's up, the podcast links for everything as far as Apple and Spotify and Google Play and all that will be active and live. So just hang tight with us. So this episode will be released on Facebook and YouTube again for now for this week. And we appreciate everybody that's following along with us. Make sure you keep looking at the pages for any updates. We did go live a couple days ago just to try out our live camera. You can see the green screen in the background. We're going to start toying with that here in a little bit and kind of get back to our roots with the Goofy Donut videos. So
we're not ready to go live yet.
We're not ready to go live.
No.
We still fumble around way too much as far as live streaming the podcast. So
it's not even that. The stuff that we say that we shouldn't be saying.
Yeah.
We have to learn how to control that.
Can't say.
Well, I do have a business.
What is that? Your cat. So Joe's got these spaceship saucer looking things all over the room that we're in here. And what did you tell me these are for?
They are cat toys, and you hit a button, they turn, and there's two lights, and they jump around.
They're seizure-inducing disco things.
Yes, that's what they are.
So he's trying to drive his cats to the point of insanity.
Yes.
He's also got these water fountain things.
It's a water purifier.
For a cat.
For two cats.
Anyway, these cats got it better than I do. And then
it's a nice place.
And then the kick of all for the cats.
I already know where this is going.
He bought the damn cats a diaper genie, people. A diaper genie.
What? There is nothing wrong with that.
That's weird.
That is pure genius, is what that is.
Well, how is that genius?
Are you kidding? You've never had a cat, have you?
I'm allergic to cats. I'm surprised I'm still breathing down here, to be honest with you.
Anybody that has a cat out there, cleaning that litter box sucks. You get the plastic bags from Walmart that always have that little hole that you didn't see when you start hauling all that crap in there, and you get all done, you tie it up, you leave a trail wherever you're going to get it outside to throw it in the garbage. This diaper genie, now Kroger's bags are fine. Use a Kroger bag, those are great. Diaper genie, I can get 2 weeks worth in there, and then I tie it up, it stays sealed, it doesn't smell, and it's, I'm telling you, it's a freaking genius. I don't know why everyone doesn't do that.
So, hey, you're looking for a good time for your cats, just bring them on over to Joe's. They can have an electric light show, some spring fresh Dasani water, and a diaper genie if they crap the litter box.
Well, they watch TV, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. He's got a TV that's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, playing, what is it, classical music?
Yeah, they like light classical. It's very calming. We have several DVs in the house. They're always on, and they're always on classical music. We don't watch the TV ever.
Well, that's just psychotic.
Well, we don't have kids.
So, what do you have against TV?
You watch TV?
Sometimes.
Really?
In the evenings.
Why?
Well, how do you wind down? You don't. You just, I've seen you. You literally can be talking to this guy, and he'll just doze off.
Yep.
He's got some narcoleptic problems going on. I'm not sure. So. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. So, episode 2, we're done here. Stay tuned. We'll hopefully, by episode 3, we'll have the website and podcast links live. If not, we'll continue to go this route until everything's up and going. We want everything to sound good and look good for you. So,
when will this be released?
This is Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I will do everything in my power to have this ready for release tomorrow. Don't know if it'll be right at 9 or not. Or what do we release at 7? 7 o'clock last week. So
I don't know if that's enough time for people to hear that on the way, but we'll re-release it in the afternoon.
We'll do our best to get it up and going tomorrow. And of course, if you're listening to this, what we're talking about would even matter to you. So we're going to shut up and get out of here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.